let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Cauchy Trilogy by A.A. Farr depicts the story of a 12-year-old boy named Alex Campbell. He's sad, wimpy, and troubled. The boy with the silver-colored eyes is tormented his entire life because he wasn't like the rest. Recessed in the darkest parts of his heart, Alex harbors the burning desire to become someone others would truly fear. And when his wish comes true, thus begins the tale of the silver-eyed monster. Canadian fantasy novelist A.A. Farr finds inspiration in the simple things in life, like cosplaying her favorite characters at comic conventions or hiking through nature knee-deep in mud. As a University of Toronto English literature graduate, born and raised in Toronto, A.A. is passionate about pushing boundaries and making an impact as a community leader with the top-tier software company, supporting healthcare professionals from around the world. Word she lives by, never let go of the child in you that is chasing the good things in life. Author of the Cauchy Trilogy, The Silver-Haired Monster, The Silver-Eyed Monster, The Undead King, and The Afterlife, A.A. Anna Farr is our guest on This Week in America. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hi, Rick. Thank you so much for the introduction and for having me here today.
It is our pleasure, and I think I just gave you the name for the fourth book, The Silver-Haired Monster. I was thinking of myself as I was reading that, so I apologize for that. That's the book we'll talk about today. They're all in the series, and you'll find them on Amazon. I'll give you the link throughout the program by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. This is a fascinating series. In fact, one of the reviews saying is A.A. Farr, the next J.K. Rowling. You're really ringing the bell and resonating with your writing, with this trilogy. Talk about where this idea came from. What was the inspiration for this character, Alex?
Yeah, no, for sure. So basically, when I was really young, I wanted kind of like to start off a really short story about it. So my parents here, they immigrated to Canada. I was born here. And then what happened is that a lot of our cousins, we all grew up together and we all lived in the same house. So it was like a really, really exciting, fun, extended family.
Oh, yes.
And we all absolutely love to tell stories. And I feel like because of them, it's kind of like a passion of mine now. So growing up, we would try to keep ourselves entertained whenever we could, however we could. And it truly came from in the form of telling stories. So one day I decided that I would, you know, all these stories that I tell everybody, I want to be able to tell them to like across the globe as well for more people. I want more reach for it. So all of these characters, I want to say specifically Alex Campbell, who is my main protagonist. I would say that each of the characters is kind of like a trait that I either admire or it is a trait that I personally have myself, and what I've done is extracted a specific trait and then magnified it and then put that into each of the characters. So Alex would be my slightly introverted side, quiet, and then really, really, I want to say a sweet character. However, he goes through a lot of discrimination, and that's one of the major themes in the story. But yeah, I would say that the character inspirations come from traits that I really, really admire in people, in my family, and in myself.
You know, what's interesting, and you touched on that, besides being very entertaining, and the people love the series, the Cauchy series, and that's K-O-S-C-H-E-I, if you're going to Google that, and we'll give you that throughout the program. But you tackle some really difficult subjects, some themes that a lot of young people, a lot of older people as well go through that you incorporate into the storyline. How challenging was that to keep the story moving, making it entertaining, but having these underlying themes through the story as well?
Yeah, no, for sure. I have to admit that it is very challenging to sometimes speak up about certain darker themes that a lot of us do end up going through from childhood and growing up. A lot of the times these challenges stay with us even as adults. Themes such as bullying, discrimination, racism, even mental health awareness, all of it is really, I did really try to define it in this series. But like you said, to take something so dark and then still try to make it fascinating. The purpose behind that is that I want to show, or at least motivate and inspire people to know that, yes, we all are in this together, and that even though it's like a really tough challenge, there are always ways to overcome it. And I think that's what I've really tried to accomplish in this.
And you've done it in a very entertaining way. Our guest on the program is A.A. Farr. The book is the Cauchy Trilogy, Silver-Eyed Monster, The Undead King, The Afterlight. When you started with the first book, did you have any idea it was going to be a trilogy, or did this just sort of evolve as you were developing characters and the story?
Yeah, so funny thing. So when I'm writing, whether it's like fiction or even just essays at work, I always know what the ending is before I come up with the story. So I knew I wanted it to be separate books. So at first I thought it would be a two-part because I knew what the second half of what I really wanted to show was going to look like. So I had already defined it. I knew exactly what the characters were going to do. But then I thought that I can't just really jump into such a huge situation or experience until I have some character building. So really the first book evolved as I finished writing the second half of the story. And then once I completed that and I was like, okay, instead of just going straight into it, let's give these characters another challenge before they go into something broader. And then as I was writing the first book, I came up with a whole new side story or a whole new chapter in their life, which then turned out to be the second book. And then the second and third book are very, very closely, they come one after the other. Yes. They basically, to answer your question, it's a bit of both.
You know, as you read the reviews, they all compliment you on this vivid description you give us of the characters, the situations. The characters, are they almost like parts of your family? I get the impression the way you develop these, they probably took on a life of their own in your mind as you were writing them.
Yeah, no, I think that's really interesting. I didn't really think about that as much, but I have to admit, like, a lot of things that I'm very that I look up to and respect do first come from my family. So I have to admit that I have so much respect for them as well. And these traits and strengths that I saw growing up, I definitely, you know, grasped onto them.
Yes.
And then used them to create these characters.
Let's talk a little bit about the writing process. When you decided to do this and going through writing the trilogy, where are you most comfortable writing? Is there a certain time, a certain place that you can really sit down and get into the story?
Yeah, no, that's a really good question. Most of the time, I do find myself writing in my room. I am the most comfortable there. I feel like I do get a lot of inspiration and not too much distraction while I'm there. But other times, I used to travel a lot as well. So it was really nice to sometimes, you know, take a little break from being indoors and cooped up in a single room all the time. So changing the scenery by going out, sitting in the backyard or even the front porch or going to a nearby park, I found that really did give me inspiration for different kinds of experiences and scenes.
A.A. Farr, our guest on the program, coming to us from Toronto. The book, the series, the trilogy, the Cauchy Trilogy, that's K-O-S-C-H-E-I. We'll give you all that information throughout the program. It's interesting you talk about traveling and just finding the time in a busy life to try to work on this. What are some of the challenges when writing to be able to, okay, I've got these ideas. I really need to find some time to sit down and to be able to write this story. How challenging was that to put not only a book together, but to put the trilogy together?
Oh, it is very challenging. Yes, admittedly, very, very challenging because I have all throughout university and even during my summer breaks, as we used to call them, and I've always been working. So either it was part-time, full-time, or a career, now that I do have one, it is definitely, you have to be able to manage some time after work to really, really dedicate it. Of course, there are times when you have that writer's block and you're just like, okay, I have absolutely no idea what to write. But I find that I get a lot of inspiration from other forms of media as well. So I would watch a lot of TV shows, or I would read a lot, or movies, or anime. Very, very big into that as well. So, or even gaming. So their stories are literally everywhere. And I find that why stories are so fascinating. I think I mentioned this in a podcast earlier in a different on a different day. But even when you're at work, and then you come back home and someone asks you, oh, how was your day? I find that it's so fascinating because that in itself is storytelling. So it's like once you're able to see that, or you see that perspective in life, I find that you can get motivation or inspiration wherever you go. But yet, yes, you have to dedicate a lot of time to just sit down and write.
You know, that's fascinating you bring that up, because I've often thought storytelling, that's just basic effective communication, isn't it? Whether you're talking in business or talking to a family member and you're trying to relay a news story or something, it's all about the storytelling.
Yeah, it is. Everything, I think everything in this world is storytelling, whether it's just your what your day was like today, or if you're explaining a project to your manager, or just talking to your friends about, oh, hey, you know, I was here this other day and so-and-so happened. And it's just so interesting that everything in our world is technically a story. This is a story of our life, and we're all protagonists in it.
One review says, A.A. Farr's Koshi tackles some very interesting themes not typically explored in this type of genre and delivers a style that makes turning the page a borderline addiction. If you haven't given Koshi a read, you're doing yourself a disservice. Go read it as soon as possible. I mean, a number of reviews just like that. And I'm thinking about that, all these themes you're talking about. Are there other themes that you would like to develop in future books?
Yeah, aside from these dark themes, of course, I want to be able to show the power of friendship and love. I find that doesn't matter what type of story it is, if you don't have something positive in it, something positive that will drive you to your end goal, I want to be able to really, really pull that or showcase that in future stories as well. I do have a lot of ideas. Like, I feel like I'm always like, There's so much ideas in my head that I'm so excited to even share that I do have another book in the works right now. And then another, it's not fantasy, but I do have another series that I hopefully once I complete my collection of short stories, I'll be able to start focusing on that as well. But I love to incorporate whatever and as much as I can, things that I really, really look up to.
Will you be continuing the story, Koshi, or is that a trilogy and it's moving on from here?
Oh, man. So I left it open-ended for those that have read it will notice this. The thing is, for the trilogy itself, it is complete. But there is so much opportunity for it to grow into further development. And I am open to it. I've thought about it, not too sure yet, but I've definitely have thought about it.
You mentioned writing short stories. Talk about going back and forth between long form, as you've done with the trilogy, and doing short stories. Do you have any preference between the two? I mean, short stories, you got a couple of ideas, bingo, you can sit down. I make it sound a lot easier than what it is, but you can write the story because it's quicker to tell, as opposed to writing the full-length novel that you've written with Koshi. Any preference? Do you like one over the other?
My personal preference, so both of them are very, very new concepts to me. Of course, I have more experience in writing full-length novels, so I will have to say that I love seeing ideas grow and continuously grow and become something more. So I think that I prefer longer stories, the lengthier ones over short stories, but short stories, I have to give them credit as well. You can do so much. There's so much other things that you can do with short stories. So I'm really kind of like diving into short stories. It's a more recent thing for me. So far, I love them both, but personal preference, the lengthier ones. Well, I don't want a story to end.
And you do an excellent job with that. Our guest in the program is A.A. Farr. The book is The Koshi Trilogy. It's at K-O-S-C-H-E-I. The book's available at Amazon, the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on and get all of that information. mentioned in the beginning that some of these characters would are people, qualities maybe that from other people that you've known in your life. Talk about associating with the characters. Is there any, almost kind of like Alex, as a, there's a little bit of AA in Alex or a little bit of Alex in AA. Is that character similar to you?
A certain part of me. So I think to fully understand the characters and myself, a lot of times people love to use the terminologies extroverted and introverted. I see myself as an ambivert, which is right in the middle. So depending on the situation, you can pull out traits, more extroverted traits or introverted, depending on where you are or what the situation is. And I think that Alex is more of my introverted side, which is, I would say not my dominant side, to be completely honest, but yes, it would, he would be a little bit of my introverted side, but then magnified into his own character.
So that's interesting. You basically could go either way then, is what you're saying, but depending on the circumstances. And that's interesting because so often we have to sort of choose one or the other, or we're led to believe that. Are you an introvert or an extrovert? And it's like, well, okay, there's not a third option there. I've got to go A or B, and I guess I'm going to have to decide. And it's interesting because I guess the situation would be different. We all could go back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so too. I find that majority of the time, the people that I do interact with are considered that little, that ambivert, yes, because it really does depend on the situation. If you're, I guess it will just be how you respond. If, let's say, if you're in a large group or if you're doing one-on-one or wherever the situation is, I find that people are very good at adapting to the situation.
So when it's time to go to the room and write, you're an introvert. You just want to go in there and be by yourself and get to the computer and write the story.
Let's talk 100%.
Let's talk about after you've written the story, getting the book published. You got the books published, three of them, the trilogy, the Koshy trilogy. What was that experience like going through the publishing process? Because now you're not an author at this point. You're basically a businesswoman at this point, an entrepreneur.
Yeah, no, thank you for that. It is the best feeling of, definitely the best feeling of my life. It is a very, very tough journey, and there are so many times where you're going to really, really feel like, you know, hearing so many rejections all the time, it does get a little tough, even like on the mind and your motivation. But one of my really, really, my favorite motto is to never give up, and it really, really resonates with me because when you pursue something that you're really passionate about and you just go headstrong into it, you know what your end goal is very clear. I think that you're capable of doing anything and you can definitely accomplish it. Just know that there's going to always be obstacles and challenges on the way that are going to try to throw you off your route, but you just get right back up and continue going. For me, for publishing, it took over 10 years.
Wow. I mean, that's... Yeah. And persistence is another thing that you are quality that you need, isn't it? It's just, it's amazing, successful now, boy. And you read these reviews, one saying they'd love to see this made into a movie. Has there been any talk about taking Alex and Alex's life and putting it on a TV screen or a movie screen?
I hope so. Okay. Honestly, that would be like, it would make me beyond happy to see a story that, you know, something that comes out of your, like your vision, your soul. It's something that you write down on paper. It's just, I would be ecstatic, as you can tell, it's really hard to say this, but I would be ecstatic to have it turn into a movie, a TV series, anime series. I wouldn't even mind at all where it goes, but if it was to go somewhere further, evolve into a different medium, and more people have access to it, that's my main goal. So I would love for that to happen.
Well, it's such a powerful book, a series, the Koshy trilogy, three books, of course, Silver-Eyed Monster, The Undead King, The Afterlight by A.A. Farr, our guest on the program. You'll find them at Amazon, the usual places. What do you hope that the takeaway is? You know, fear is something that's discussed, one of the themes in the book, and not just fear that a young person has. We have it all through life, whether it's tackling a new subject, trying to do an update on our computer. We face fear doing that, and certainly in far more serious circumstances. What do you hope the takeaway is when they say, you know, I really enjoyed the series. It was really entertaining. And what do you hope they get from the series besides the entertainment, where there's a message that that will stick with them from reading the series?
Yeah, no, I feel like you nailed it. Definitely, it is the fear that is instilled in a lot of us, childhood to adulthood and, you know, forever. But it's really the message that I really, really want to share is that though there are so many differences amongst people and, you know, situations and lives, all of us are the same. And basically what I want is to show that the power of connection and communication, and literally you can accomplish anything once you, you know, if you have the right support, the right mindset, the right, you know, friendships, and, you know, just like a positive attitude altogether. And then no matter what the situation is, like no matter how challenging, even if you have like an evil dictator, like I show in my books, you will be able to overcome anything once you decide on, you know, what it is that you really want to accomplish in life, and know that, yes, there are going to be so many obstacles, but then just to see someone accomplish something is such a good feeling. So I really do hope that people see that and empathize with the characters so that they can take that empathy with them into their own real life and be able to use that to, you know, live out their best life.
One review says, brilliant book, brilliant author, right on both counts. Our guest on the program, A.A. Farr, that's F-A-R-R, if you're Googling, The Koshi Trilogy, K-O-S-C-H-E-I, Silver-Eyed Monster, The Undead King, and The Afterlight. It has been a pleasure having you on the program. Best of luck with all the projects you've got coming up. Hopefully we'll have a chance to talk again. Hopefully we'll have a chance to go to a movie theater at some point and watch the Koshi Trilogy before our very eyes. And it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much. Congratulations on all the success. Continued good luck with all of your writing.
Rick, thank you so much. That means so much to me. And I am so excited that I got this opportunity to be here with you. Thank you so much for everything. And I really, really enjoyed it.
It's been a lot of fun. And you'll find all the information on Anna's books, A.A. Farr, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. Go to our website. You can link on directly. Information on the Koshi Trilogy. That's K-O-S-C-H-E-I. Information at thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.